This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump visited the U.S. Border Patrol Calexico Station, a crossing point between the United States and Mexico, saying that the country cannot take any more migrants. AP Sagar Meghani has details.
The president's arguing he's made progress in convincing the country there's a national emergency at the border, and he's coining a new phrase and saying there's a colossal surge in illegal border crossings.
Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore, I'm sorry.
In Calexico, not far from the Mexico border, the president talked with immigration agents hours after re-upping his threat to close the border altogether, while saying he prefers to instead slap tariffs on cars made in Mexico and brought to the U.S. He says he's holding off because Mexico's making strides in stopping migrants. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, California and 19 other states that are suing President Trump over his emergency declaration want a court order to stop money from being diverted to fund the project. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
California Attorney General Xavier Becerra says what the president wants to do is unconstitutional.
If you want to build something using taxpayer money, you got to get permission, the way previous presidents have always done.
He wants Congress to authorize funding. Becerra says money will be siphoned away from fighting drug trafficking and military construction projects.
There are 6.7 billion reasons why California is in this lawsuit, not only in it, but leading the lawsuit. We are the biggest state. We stand to lose perhaps the most money.
President Trump says people in California want the wall.
California is always the first one to complain. And I don't mean the people of California. They're fantastic. I'm talking about the politicians in California. They complain.
I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden made light of recent allegations he made women uncomfortable by his physical contact when he spoke at an event laying the groundwork for a possible 2020 presidential bid. Speaking to a largely male audience at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Biden joked about hugging the union's male president, Lonnie Stevenson. Biden's remarks were his first public comments since more than a half dozen women aired their complaints that he had touched them inappropriately at political events. After the speech, the former vice president said he never intended to offend anyone.
I'm sorry I didn't understand more. I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I have ever done. I've never been disrespectful intentionally to a man or a woman.
Earlier this week, Biden released a two-minute video on social media acknowledging that concepts of personal space have evolved in the wake of the Me Too movement. The UN Security Council and foreign ministers of the Group of Seven Nations have said that they were strongly opposed to military action in Libya. German UN Ambassador Christoph Heusgen said the Security Council called on Libyan National Army troops commanded by Khalifa Haftar to stop all military movements.
The members of the Security Council expressed their deep concern at the military activity near Tripoli, which risks Libyan stability and prospects for UN mediation and a comprehensive political solution to the crisis.
Earlier, foreign ministers from France, Britain, Germany, the United States, Italy, Japan, and Canada said in a statement at the G7 summit, "We firmly believe there is no military solution to the Libyan conflict." The advance that began on Thursday by Haftar's Libyan National Army Force, which is allied to a parallel administration based in the east, escalates a power struggle that has splintered the nation since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. The U.S. economy added 196,000 jobs in March, while unemployment remained steady. Mike Hempen of AP reports.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 196,000 jobs last month, evidence that many companies still want to hire despite signs of a slowing economy. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.8%, close to the lowest level in nearly 50 years. The numbers suggest that February's meager job growth of 33,000 was a temporary blip, and that businesses are confident the economy is on solid footing. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A positive day on Wall Street with all three major indices ending the week's trading on a higher note. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.